Pope Benedict XVI is en route to Malta to mark the 1,950th anniversary of St. Paul's providential journey after being shipwrecked on the island shores. Later this evening, Pope Benedict is scheduled to visit the Grotto of St. Paul. Prior to the apostolic voyage, Emer McCarthy spoke with Monsignor John Otto Pardi, canon of the Church of St. Paul, about the grotto and the importance of the Holy Father's visit.
It is located exactly outside the walls of the old Roman city of Malta, which was called, like the whole island itself, Melite. When St. Paul, who was a Roman citizen, came to Malta because he was shipwrecked in AD 60, it was not the intention of St. Paul to come to Malta, but to go straight to Rome to be judged by Caesar, as he had the right as a Roman citizen. But the shipwreck prevented that, and God's providence prevented. I mean, he's going directly to Rome, and he had to stay in Malta for 3 months when the seas were closed. In fact, we are the only people evangelized by Paul who have the privilege and the honor to call Paul our father. We don't say St. Paul the Apostle, but we say St. Paul our father.
He is, of course, the father of the Maltese, the patron saint of the island.
Yes.
You're marking the 1,950th anniversary this year of his shipwreck, his providential shipwreck. This is one of the reasons why Pope Benedict is traveling to the people of Malta.
In fact, it has coincided happily with this anniversary, the 1,950th anniversary. And in his brief visit, short visit to Malta, he will be sleeping here for one night, but practically coming for a day or a bit more a day, arriving on Saturday in the evening, in the afternoon after 5, and leaving on Sunday around about the same time or a bit later. But he insisted that he should visit a Pauline sanctuary, at least one. And what dearer and what more Pauline than the Grotto of St. Paul, where, according to tradition, St. Paul founded the first Christian community of Malta.